מתוך זוהר לעם, כרך י"א. כתוב,
From Zohar La'am. It is written, blow on the month in the shofar, in the horn, on the day of our festivities. In the kese, it is a certain date, when the moon is covered, malchut, because then, because of the illumination of the left, that wicked snake governs and can harm the world. And when mercy is awakened by the blowing of the shofar, the moon rises and moves away from there by the illumination of the left, from the illumination of the left, because the gal diminished through the voice of the shofar. And Satan is perplexed and cannot rule, and moves away from the moon and does not come near there anymore, because after the diminution of the gal of the left, he has nothing more to suckle from her or to slander. Therefore, on the day of Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, you have to knock out Satan like a state of waking up from his sleep and not knowing anything. A workshop question. What does it mean to blow the horn, to blow the shofar, and knock out Satan in the ten? Yes, stun Satan. What does it mean to blow the shofar and stun Satan in the ten?
I don't prepare it. I'm not asking. What are you looking at me for? You did it. Read the text again, slowly, and maybe it'll become clearer or something. You're looking at me for some reason.
Again, from Zola, Zohar for All. It is written, blow on that month in the shofar, in the kese, it's a certain date, on the day of our festivities. In the kese, when the moon is mitkase, covered, malchut. Because then, by the illumination of the left, that wicked snake governs and can harm the world. When mercy is awakened by the blowing of the shofar, the horn, the moon rises and moves away from there, from the illumination of the left, because the gal were diminished by the voice of the shofar. And Satan is stunned and cannot govern and moves away from the moon and does not come near there anymore. Because after the diminution, the waning of the gal of the left, he's got nothing more to suck from her or to slander. Therefore, on the day of Rosh Hashanah, you have to stun Satan like a state of waking up from sleep and not knowing anything. A workshop question. What does it mean to blow the shofar and to stun Satan in the ten? What does it mean to blow the shofar, the horn, and stun Satan in the ten?
Our
only work is to blow the shofar, which is actually to exalt the greatness of the Creator, which means to right now raise the importance of our connection, of the corrected form of our connection. Now we're going into the lesson as 1:10, with the entire world Kli, all as one, in order to draw the reforming light.
From what I got from the text, it sounds like there are times from above when the left line, all the slanders against the connection between us, against our work in love of friends, like they move back, retreat, and allow us to declare an attack on the time of connection between us. A declaration that we want change. We want to be connected. And we get some help from above at that time.
Yeah, on Rosh Hashanah, we can take a decision as a 10 that we have to take the operating forces and smite those parts that prevent our connection, prevent us from connecting, and increase the importance of those places where our desire is drawn to the Creator. So we do it together, and we kind of all knock out Satan in the tent.
Right, so maybe blowing the horn is the awakening we give to one another about the greatness of the goal. Every time a friend does it, he stuns or knocks out Satan, causes the will to receive to not know what's going on for a moment, because it takes a certain blow from the reforming light because of the unity of the friends.
To blow the shofar probably means to declare or to emphasize the greatness of the Creator in society, and by this we stun Satan for sure, and the left line and the will to receive that wants to deviate us from the path, by all the time raising the importance of the goal, the importance of our way.
We learned very beautifully in the morning. Thank you, Niv. This will certainly stun Satan. We learned very beautifully in the morning about the point of balance that we have to keep together. It's our free choice. Satan throws us to us all the thoughts that take us out of balance, and the shofar is when we return one another with the help of the light into the point of balance.
And each of us, all the attempts he made since the end of the lesson and up till now, all this is included, and none else besides him, where we did better or worse, and now we have the opportunity to increase our mutual effort and increase the importance in such a way that each of us will be able to adhere to the center of the ten.
It's like a spiritual alarm clock to awaken everyone, and everyone has to blow the shofar and awaken the friends every moment at every opportunity, and that every friend should remember that what can awaken him is only the friends.
Every time one receives an awakening from above, it's not for himself, it's not for his own impression, but it's in order to pass that force on to others. Everything that he got, he has to pass on.
So like a circle, we help each other every moment to jump higher. And the support and this avut lets us not refrain from falling into our own private Satans and struggle together and discover together.
Yeah, these are all inner discernments regarding our connection, because there's nothing else in reality. This is the only thing that the Zohar talks about. And anything that we do towards the connection, it brings us closer to the quality of bestowal, and this way we rise above Satan, the will to receive.
Right, and we do it in order to bring him contentment, to help him be revealed in the world, to help him be revealed among us, and that by this we will be able to set an example to the world, and that it will continue further.
It's
a kind of a declaration that we're willing to choose bestowal over all the hardships that are revealed on our way to connection, and we're willing to cling on to the connection.
Lo ira libi, lo ira. Bezot ani botea.